There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. Here are the headlines. Canadian synagogue community shocked by the arrest of volunteer worker. And reaction to US President Donald Trump's Gaza plan. In Canada, the community of the congregation Beit Tikva of Ottawa is in shock following the arrest of a volunteer worker at the synagogue. This after the police's sexual assault and child abuse unit carried out investigations into the alleged sexual assault of a 14-year-old girl at the synagogue in 2022. 62-year-old Akilu Afovac has now been charged with sexual assault, sexual interference, and breach of an order from a previous sexual offence conviction. Authorities say he had previously worked as a property manager, where he was charged with sexual assault involving another individual under the age of 18. And police suspect there could be more victims and have released an image of Afovac calling on members of the community to come forward if they have information relating to any other sexual assault incidents. The synagogue's removed his name from its website, distancing itself from the scandal, but continues to cooperate with police investigations. In the United States, the Jewish People Policy Institute, the JPPI, has released its findings into a plan for the U.S. to take control of Gaza. Earlier this month, U.S. President Donald Trump suggested a plan for his country to take over Gaza, relocate its residents, and demolish the Strip to transform it into a Riviera of the Middle East. According to the survey, 59% of American Jews are against it, whilst 17% give it the thumbs up. This data is in contrast to the views of Israeli Jews, who, according to the JPPI, are more supportive of the plan. Meanwhile, the US president has released a video on social media showing AI-generated visuals of war-torn Gaza transformed into a luxury beach destination. Here's a snippet.
Trump Gaza shining bright, golden future, a brand new light. Feast and dance, the deal is done. Trump Gaza, number one.
Members of the Australian Jewish community have taken out a full-page ad in 9 newspapers urging the Australian government to reject US President Donald Trump's plan for the ethnic cleansing of Palestinians from Gaza. The ad, which appeared in Sydney Morning Herald and The Age, was organised by an independent grassroots collective and includes the names of 500 Jewish signatories, among them are prominent figures including healthcare specialist Dr. Alex Wadak and Disability Commissioner Dr. Rhonda Galbally. The ad also features well-known businessman Ron Finkel and award-winning authors Anna Feinberg and Claire Wright. The Jewish Councils expressed support for the petition and the hundreds of Jewish Australians who reject the plan, calling for Australia to oppose Trump's proposal and back Palestinians' rights to return and rebuild Gaza. And in the UK, Jewish playwright and actor Nick Kassenbaum has announced his final performance of his play Bubble Schmeisses will be at the Soho Theatre in London, which he says is particularly special because the building was home to the Dean Street Synagogue prior to becoming a theatre. The final performance of the play, now in its 10th year, will be on the 10th of May. The semi-autobiographical play centres around his coming-of-age experience in the Jewish East End and reflects on Jewish traditions like the Shvitz, the Jewish baths, which were central to East End life. Bubble Schmeisses begins with Nick and his grandfather driving from Stanmore to the baths. As they travel, familiar landmarks trigger memories and stories, weaving together the narrative of the performance. Here's an excerpt of the play.
I said, that's a bagel. When you ordered it, you said bagel. He said, whatever. I said, it's a bagel. And we should say bagel, because if we stop saying bagel, then that voice, that London Jewish voice, will be lost forever.
This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.